Local Focus.
Hello there to you. It's Troy Stockton aboard. Yes, here we go with another Rural Focus podcast here on the Listener app. If it's happening through agriculture or aquaculture or horticultural circles, we do our best to bring it to you. Hey, don't forget too, if you'd like to be a part of the show, love to have you on wherever you could be around this wonderful world. Hopefully everything is going along nicely for you. If you'd love to be on the podcast, love to hear from you, jump onto the Rural Focus Facebook page and leave us a message there. Hey, very soon this morning, we are going to catch up with the head of strategy with GRDC because, well, the team at GRDC are seeking growers and industry input because they're looking to plan for the future. Craig Roosh, he is going to join us very soon this morning. Also too, Harry Carroll, the great Harry Carroll from Nutrient Livestock. How have the Mount Barker cattle sales been going? We're going to find out more from Harry very soon this morning. But right now, as we always seem to do, this bloke always gives us a ring in every now and again. Hello, Stu McKenzie.
How are we all on what is the first Monday of May? Because yes, we only had two Mondays in April. So there we go.
Hey, mate, I've heard that it's been a fantastic start down your way around around Lake King.
Yeah, so I was talking to a couple of guys up in Lake King yesterday, and they said possibly the wettest start and most consistent start that they've had for probably close to 30 years. So the guys who are starting seeding up the top end of Lake King, he's hoping you guys have a nice smooth run with no breakdowns, everything arriving on farm when it should, from fertiliser to chemical to machinery and everything else in between. And by all accounts, coming from Albany to Ashmont yesterday, there is certainly a lot of activity in the paddocks.
Has lambing started your way, mate?
Yeah, mate. Yeah. Look, lambing is probably, I reckon we're 10 days in now.
All right.
And look, as I was saying off air, there's a lot of stock truck movements at the moment, so there's still cattle being moved around. There's certainly a lot of sheep being moved around. I think with the rains that we've had so far, we've had a good germination, so we've got some good early feed that's available for lambing mums. And once again, we just need to watch these micro and macro trace elements that we are possibly lacking because it's been fairly dry now, it's fairly wet. So although I've got a green germination, it may just be green pick. So just watching those trace elements as we move forward into, obviously after lambing, but therefore weaning and everything else to make sure our stock have got everything that they need is incredibly important this time of year.
Growers urged to prepare for higher input prices. Is this just going to be the norm about now, mate?
Mate, if you could see me, I'm doing the face palm. Oh, my goodness. So, look, I think this is going to be the new norm for a little while. Once again, if you don't have everything you need on farm by now, you're probably not going to get it. But in saying that, there is still a delay in some fertiliser. There is a delay in some chemistry. There's certainly some delay in seed. Now, if you sowed canola early and then got all that rain and it washed away and you've got that guaranteed seed supply, you'd want to hope you can actually get it. Mm. Otherwise, you might be putting that paddock into something else. And obviously, machinery is still arriving into the country as we speak. So I've had a number of conversations in and around fertiliser, merchandise, and chem, and also machinery in the last week or 10 days. And everyone's saying the same thing. Growers and farmers really getting stuck into their suppliers saying, where's my this or where's my that? We are heavily restricted by international freight and stock allocation for machinery, stock allocation for chemistry and also fertiliser is being changed daily. The landscape changes four or five times a day. So please be patient. You'll still get everything that you need. Might not be in the timing that you need it, but you know what? If you've got the first part, if you've got your legumes in and you've got your canola in, have a week off. Go do some burning or go do some spraying or do something else because your cereals are still going to germinate all at the same time. It's not a race. So I think, once again, it's a timely reminder to please stop looking over the fence to see what the neighbour's doing. Actually get outside your front gate and have a bit of a drive around and have a weekend off. You know, now's the time to be relaxing a little bit because once you get sowing into, once seeding starts and we're into cereals, it's going to be hell for leather for the next probably up to 8 weeks. So the chaos from the first part of the season is over, but now it's the chaos of getting everything in the ground.
As we know, the federal election not too far away, mate. Looks like that the ag visa could be pretty much dead in the water. Is that what you're reading?
Yeah, and look, I was talking to someone the other day about this. If Labor gets in, the ag visa is dead. Labor don't have a policy for agriculture. Labor have never really had the foresight to back our ag industry. And every time we see the red shirts in government, pork prices increase. You know, our way of getting stuff in and out of the country gets harder. Processing becomes harder. The unions get more involved. So we've just got to be really careful. Okay, yes, Nationals voted here, so hear me out. At least with the current government, we have an ag pathway. We have an ag minister of sorts who kind of is doing a relatively good job if she can get over the organic thing and the carbon farming thing and a few other things. But at the end of the day, at least the coalition, the Nationals and some of the other parties have a pathway for agriculture, and they understand the value of agriculture, but they also understand where the votes are coming from that keep them in government. Unfortunately, I think we're going to see if a Labor government gets elected, our ag pathway and that ag visa will be gone. And, you know, looking at the polls this morning, Morrison is still the preferred Prime Minister, but Labor is for government. So now the polls didn't do anyone any favours last time around, so I can't see them being any different this time around.
Yeah, well, we'll wait and see on that, because it's is it still hard for, you know, farmers out there and shearing teams to get workers?
Every day, mate. Yeah, there's things on Facebook, there's things on Twitter going, we need another operator, we need another shearing team, we need another this, we need another that. So whether you're a spray operator, heavy-duty plant mechanic, you've got farm experience or not, you're always welcome in regional WA, because there's a sea change just around the corner. Regional WA is a great place to live. You know, all we have to do is just get out of the city and go for a wander, and you can find just as much work and better paying jobs and conditions out in regional WA.
All right, yeah, so we'll wait and see. Of course, the election just a couple of weeks away. Mate, what's happening over with our friends over in New Zealand?
Mate, this is a bloody good question. And I tell you what, you know, when once again we were talking about this off air, our cousins across the ditch, thanks for tuning in to Rural Focus. You know, there's a couple of great Kiwi companies over there. Jerome Demmer and the team at Biostart for Hay King and Silage King. They do some preservatives for hay and for silage, and then they've got a whole range of products in that biological space. So if that's one thing that you're interested, look up Biostart, and then my good mate Nick Smythe from South Australia will probably give you a call. There's another good company over there called Obo. Now, Obo New Zealand, they produce goalkeeping equipment for field hockey. So most of the Olympic goalkeepers that you see around, or most of the top-end goalkeepers, wear Obo, including Rachel Lynch, who's just retired.
Yep.
So, look, they are two very good and amazing Kiwi companies. But to our cousins over there who are listening on and playing along at home, thank you for joining us. And, yeah, look, just keep coming. So, once again, we are on the Listener app.
Yep.
You can download the show about half an hour before it actually goes live, so you can have a listen to the banter and the BS, and enjoy the show before it actually goes live.
They've probably just switched off right now after your impersonation of a New Zealander.
We've lost that income now. we've gone. Listener app, shut it down.
Anything else, mate, from you this morning?
Look, I was at hockey in Albany on Saturday night, and Ron, the president for the Lower Great Southern Hockey Association, came up and threw in his 2 cents worth as we were doing some votes. And he said to my co-umpire, you know, I've got to listen to this bloke every Monday on Rural Focus. And I tell you what, he's not afraid to hold back. So Ron and the rest of the executive at the Lower Great Southern Hockey Association in Albany, thanks for listening. You are the only person who hears us in Albany. So that's about it for me.
Looking forward to seeing you when you get back to hockey over the weekend, mate. But anyway, nice that at least he's listening, mate.
It just shows that the broadcast goes far and wide. You know, we're heard in Albany, heard in Esperance, we're heard in up in Katherine.
Yeah,
I've got some friends up there that listen in while they play a lot at home. So once again, thanks for listening, ladies and gents. It's always a pleasure to be talking to you every Monday, and I look forward to doing this for a bit longer yet.
Mate, have a great day, have a great week. We'll do it again next week.
Thanks, Troy. Thanks, listeners. Have a great one and stay safe.
The following interview on the Rural Focus podcast is a paid interview. A reminder: this may not be the right product for you, and other goods and services may be available.
We haven't chatted with this gentleman for a while because, well, we haven't been here for the last couple of Mondays from Nutrient Livestock. Good morning, Harry Carroll.
And good morning, Troy. How you been?
Not bad, mate. How's things in your neck of the woods?
Well, pretty good down here. We've had, on the coast down here and just off it, we've had some good rains over the last couple of weeks, and the countryside looks really, really good. So we're rocking along A-OK. But I know there's some other areas that we'll just be looking for a little bit about now. So anyway, we're into May, so it's going to happen, isn't it?
Have the cattle sales been going, mate?
Cattle sale numbers have dropped off a bit, but that's pretty seasonal, but pretty steady at the moment, and the market's been very good, Troy. So we'll go over into last Thursday's market.
Yep.
So total of 513 head for the day, and the Nutrien team offered and sold 360 of those. Once again, Troy, wieners again were well supplied, really good in quality, and sold strongly right the way throughout to both feeders and graziers on Thursday. A few more cows were offered last week, both exporters in the market, so that made a difference. So we yarded a few cows and they sold pretty well as well. Righto. Okay, 400 to 500 kilo steers, these sold to once again to feeders at 420 to 540 cents a kilo. Pretty limited numbers of those on offer. Heavy boning room heifers, these were odd sales only at over 540 kilos. These were equal in price to last sale, but mixed in quality, and they sold from sort of 340 to 360 cents a kilo live weight. Wiener steers over 330 kilos. Now, this market got a real wriggle on last Thursday. They were dearer by as much as 40 cents in places. At 640 to a top of 696 cents a kilo, would have averaged 680 for the day in a very, very strong market. 280 to 330 kilo wiener steers, 632 to 684 cents, would have averaged 660, up by probably 50 cents on those. With those under 280 kilos, 670 to a top of 722 cents a kilo to the graziers, in a strong market for those also. Wiener heifers over 330 kilos, 570 to 632 cents a kilo, would have averaged 600, so plenty of energy there. 280 to 330 kilo wiener heifers, 540 to 588, and light heifers under 280 to graziers at 670 to 722 cents a kilo also. Heavy prime cows. Now, these were dearer by 30 cents last Thursday due to the added competition from our one of the major processors. 320 to 348 cents a kilo covered the widespread of those heavy good cows, would have averaged 330 for the day there. Medium cows to the top of 320. Plain cows, both to processors and graziers, 260 to 280 cents a kilo for those. The graziers on the young cows, though, these sold, especially for the young cows, sold to a top of 378 cents a kilo. Well, we had three bulls on offer last week, three big bulls, and they would have averaged 320 cents a kilo for the three of those. So all in all, a very, very strong market, Troy.
Mate, how's it going with the abattoirs and all that? I know the Albany one's back to full scale again after some COVID scares.
Yeah, it's still having issues. Okay. I think there wouldn't be a processor WA that hasn't got some issues, and it's COVID is one issue, and the other is just a general lack of staff well.
Exactly.
So, look, I'm sure that there'll be an outcome, a good outcome as time goes, and it couldn't be happening if that's easy for me to say, at a better time when numbers aren't full on. Yep. So, look, it'll work itself out. Yep. I think everybody that's been held up by it just has to be a tad patient, because there will be an end point and we'll get out the other end of it.
How are we looking for sales this week, mate?
Back on Thursday. We're in a trade sale Thursday. Once again, I'm expecting some reasonable numbers of wieners again, although, if we yard 500 all up, we've had a pretty good day.
Yeah.
So, it's okay. It really is. And look, honestly, if people are looking to sell wieners, if they've still got a few about, the money's fantastic. And on the flip side of that, if you're looking for some cattle to put away, there is some opportunity to put some away because they are available.
All right. Anything else before I let you get on out and about this morning, mate?
Look, I think that'll just about do me, Troy, for today, and I'll let you get on with your day.
All right. Well, have a great week, mate. We'll chat again next Monday.
Look forward to it. Thank you.
The following interview on the Rural Focus podcast is a paid interview. A reminder, this may not be the right product for you, and other goods and services may be available.
Time right now to catch up with, the head of strategy with the GRDC team in Craig Roosh. Craig, good morning to you, mate.
Oh, thanks for having me, Troy. Good morning to you.
Now, you and the team there at GRDC, now you're seeking growers and industry input to plan for the future. Got a few stages here, and the first stage is grainstorming.
That's correct, Troy. GRDC's just kicked off consultation in the development of its next five-year plan.
Okay.
And grainstorming kicked off in April, so we're looking for feedback from all of industry between now and the end of February next year.
Okay, so what's the aim behind this, mate?
Look, obviously, any good plan is based on good and accurate insights, Troy. Mm. So we're asking for feedback from growers, advisors, researchers, broader industry during this early stage to understand what the constraints and opportunities are to profit, to help shape our new plan.
Have you had anybody put through some feedback as yet?
Look, we have. We've obviously only had the process open for a couple of weeks, but we've had some feedback to our email address, and we've had some feedback via our consultation website, where there's a survey on there that people can fill out, Troy.
All right, so this is one of how many stages here, Craig?
There's three stages. This first stage, as I said, we're going really broad and just seeking feedback from everyone. The second phase will commence in July, where we're going to run a range of industry roundtable discussions. And the final stage will call for feedback on the draft plan, and that'll be early in 2023.
Because I think you did something similar, back in about 2018? Is that right?
Our current plan obviously runs from 2018 to 2023. So we always undertake extensive consultation to make sure that we've got those accurate insights, and we really want to create buy-in from everyone in the industry to get behind the plan.
Is there a website that our farmers can go to, man, if they're wanting to, you know, input here? Yes.
Yeah, there certainly is. Look, I'd just encourage growers to go to grdc.com.au. Yep. On that page, they can just click on the specific Contribute Now section to the RD&E plan consultation. And that page contains a deliberative guide that growers and other stakeholders can read through and then contribute either through a website survey, through social media, or by giving us a call.
And what, this stays open until February next year? Is that how I read it, Craig?
The first stage of the consultation runs between now and June. But yes, certainly we would encourage feedback at any stage through until February 2023, obviously recognising that growers are pretty busy at the moment on cedars, no doubt.
Yeah, certainly are. Yeah. So if you are wanting to know more about that, as Craig did say, go to the GRDC website, grdc.com.au, or better still, give us a buzz here at the radio station and we can pass on some further information for you as well. How are things, mate, across Australia with the team at GRDC?
Very good, very good. Look, we're really excited about developing this new plan. Particularly, you know, we need to focus. We need to look to the future. We need to understand what the current trends and drivers are likely to see facing growers in the future. So, yeah.
All right. So jump on the website today or maybe tonight when you can, grdc.com.au, and find out more there. Or as I said, you can give us a buzz here and we'll pass on the information that you farmers are after. Craig, thanks for your time today, mate. Hopefully we can chat again soon.
Thanks, Troy.
Yeah, it's always nice to catch up with Craig Roosh from GRDC. So there you go, growers right across Australia. They're seeking your input, plan for the future. If you are wanting to know more, you can go to the website there today, as we mentioned, grdc.com.au. And as Craig said, the aim of this, of course, is to deliver new and improved crop varieties, farming practices, technologies, and capabilities that do support the enduring profitability of the country's 22,000 plus grain farming operation. So, don't miss out. Have a say today. Go to the website, grdc.com.au. Do thank Craig for his time on the podcast today. And that is it. It's another Rural Focus podcast done and dusted. Don't forget, too, if you'd love to be on the podcast, we'd love to hear from you. All you simply need to do is jump onto the Rural Focus Facebook page, leave us a message there, and either yours truly or the wonderful Rochelle from the Rural Focus office will get in touch with you. We look forward to hearing from you. And I look forward to bringing you another Rural Focus podcast again very soon.